India's economy heavily relies on single-use plastic. Last year, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a ban on single-use plastics by 2022. But is it an achievable goal? And would Australia be able to follow suit? Eduardo Jordan has more.
India has the second biggest population in the world, with more than 1.3 billion people. According to the India Times, the country generates more than 25,000 tons of single-use plastics every day, creating a big environmental issue. With the aim to ban single-use plastics like bags, cups, and certain sachets by 2022, India was hoping to move towards a more sustainable and environmentally friendly economy. But this week, the Indian government announced it won't go ahead with the ban because it could disrupt the economy and there was no available alternatives to substitute plastic. Manager of Engineering and Sustainability from Monash University, Dr. Rob Brimblecomb, says India has challenges to face.
I think it would be very challenging, but with these kind of targets, you know, with these global challenges, we've just got to get started. So I think having something aspirational as a target is really important, and having a clear framework delivery is crucial. But at the end of the day, we've just got to address these challenges head on and find solutions to make a profitable solution.
But because plastic is used on a daily basis, it's difficult to get rid of. It's become essential for our daily activities and the economy. Dr. Brimblecomb says while a ban on single-use plastic is a good step, it won't solve the plastic pollution issue.
I think it's a crucial step in solving the problem, but the reality is that plastic is an incredibly dynamic and useful material. The easiest example is that we use it to store and transport food and to sell it on our shelves. So this is something that every single one of us do every single day, so it's really hard to pull that out of the economy. So we've got to look at other alternatives for that. And for some things, of course, there are, and those are sensible implementations that we can start with right now, such as your plastic takeaway container at a restaurant. There's reusable options for that, or there's the time, the age-old classic of just sitting down and enjoying the meal that you paid for. But for things such as some of our supermarket packaging, where we don't have good alternatives, for example, for packaging meat, is a really good one where you need something that's sterile, you need something that's watertight, that's airtight, and is hygienic to transport. We really need to rethink how we can provide those services into the economy.
Back home, Australia is already taking action, but Dr. Brimblecomb says India and Australia are tackling the issue differently.
I think Australia is well placed to really lead the way here. The challenge for India is that they have immediate problems. They have immediate impact on life from plastic pollution. So many people rely on its rivers and natural environment for their quality of life. They have a real challenge that faces that immediate quality of life. But they also have an economy that's heavily dependent on small business entrepreneurship, which plastic is a key enabler for. If you're a small business, a single operator, and you want to sell food, then having a single-use plastic container is an effective means of selling your product. In Australia, we have much larger infrastructure, I guess, not larger in terms of the numbers, but we have, I guess, a more advanced workforce. We have, a more advanced service economy for the scale that we're at. So the ability to showcase things like returnable containers, the ability to have a service industry that closes the loop on packaging that's very small.
And the concept of circular economy is critical to tackle plastic waste.
The circular economy looks at the global system effectively as a finite resource or a closed loop. So within that, you've got really three sources of resource, the most obvious one being energy, which runs our global economies and really is fundamental to our modern way of life. In that case, we do have an external source, which is the sun, which has more than enough energy coming in each day to power our economies multifold. So we need to shift our economies to renewable to make them circular. Then you think about natural resources or, I guess, regenerative resource opportunities such as soil, such as forests, such as paper. Things that can cycle through the biosphere in a regenerative fashion, things that we can use and regrow.
In Australia, the state and territory governments are taking actions to reduce the plastic waste. For example, Queensland implemented a ban on lightweight plastic bags in retail in July last year. Now supermarkets and retails can offer a thicker bag for a small price. Victoria will follow suit in November this year. Dr. Brimblecom says even without the ban in Victoria, the community is already aware of the issue.
The ban looks at single-use plastic bags, and they define that as plastic bags that have of a certain weight, so a certain micron thickness. To articulate that, the supermarkets used to provide the grey plastic bags, which were below, say, 50 microns in thickness, and now they've replaced it with a thicker bag. So the intent there is that thicker bag that you purchase is reusable. So it's not an elimination of plastic bags, it's an elimination of a defined range of plastic bags that are considered single use. So this obviously sets an example, it sets a clear message to the market that we're moving in this space. But more importantly, it prompts people to think about their behaviours. And it's really pleasing now to go to the supermarket and see people bringing a diverse range of reusable bags.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.